We're starting
off. We're already laughing. It's gonna be a good one, guys.
Gonna be a good one. What up, everyone?
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black ass girls invade the whitest show on
The Bachelor.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And we just watched the Women Tell All.
The women tell something to somebody.
Quote unquote women. We'll use the word women lightly.
No.
A stage full of girls. A couple women in there. Shout out to Alexa and were. Some of the ones in between. But the McKennas and the even Tammy and Catty Foolishness. Lord have mercy. Do you have any initial thoughts?
I do. I have quite a few.
Oh.
So, for the first time ever, maybe, today, I was on Kelsey's side when she was having a very serious talk with Miss Tammy about her saying she was an alcoholic and the implications that it had on her reputation. I thought that was really well said.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, Kelsey.
Mm-hmm. And needed to be said.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy. You can't be throwing out shit like that. These people have actual jobs.
Right. Yeah, Kelsey's definitely going back to her real job. She lives in Iowa. She's definitely going back to that job.
Right.
Aleya barely spoke. Why?
I know. Yeah. I thought she'd have a whole hot seat moment.
Me too. Me too. Mm-hmm. She barely said a word. I was like, okay, that's weird.
Yeah, that is true. Why they didn't give her more of a moment, or I definitely thought she was going to be in the hot seat, but I guess everybody, including the producers, are tired of her shit. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know. I can't figure out the reason. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to crack my knuckles.
Oh.
To the mic. Okay. Getting ready. Okay.
Oh, God.
If this franchise wants to do better in terms of this online bullying that they keep talking about and that they had a spotlight on tonight, which was hiding something else, but we'll get to that later.
Mm-hmm.
They have to do more than just give Rachel Lindsay the mic.
Mm.
They have done it. They have given her the spotlight, the stage. They have given her a job as a podcaster. She is working nonstop. She works at ESPN, and we obviously support her in all those endeavors. But she cannot be the face of sacrifice for the Bachelor franchise, and I am sick and tired of seeing it. Get that girl more opportunities. Get her more Instagram followers so she can get more money. Stop giving her the microphone so she can talk sense into everyone. It is aggravating, and as a black woman, I was very annoyed to see her up on that stage crying and reading those things out loud and not having Chris Harrison read those out loud, or having someone who people will respect who would make those claims. People who make those claims are not going to listen to Rachel Lindsay reading those things out loud.
This is true.
And they're not going to care. So stop making her the face of sacrifice of the franchise. I'm done. You need to have better screening for these candidates. Stop chasing after the same story and start showing the Bachelor Nation audience that love comes in all colors, shapes, sizes, sexualities, genders, everything. And look all of that hatred that they were talking about in the face. Demi didn't get up there when she came out as bisexual. That didn't happen. So stop it with this. Oof.
Ooh,
yeah. I'm hot. My belly is hot.
Preach.
My ears are hot.
Preach.
Ooh.
Yeah. So true. That whole moment with Rachel was very irritating. I get what they were trying to do, but yeah, I was like, why do we have Rachel up here doing this? Why is she always got to, as you said, speak sense into people? Y'all know who your fan base is. The Bachelor knows what this show, who this show is for.
Yes.
And y'all feed this hate when you cast people like Lee on Rachel's motherfucking season.
Yep.
They know what they're doing. But they also can ignore the hate that's happening on live, so they're like, oh, we have to do a little PSA real quick. Let's drag Rachel on. Like,
right. Come on. But you can't cast people like Lee on Rachel's season, and then if we're going to bring it to today, have Victoria F. in the hot seat and not talk about the fact that she posed for a White Lives Matter clothing line.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's conveniently not talk about that.
Hello. Completely. We need to talk about it. And the fact that Rachel Lindsay, well, Natasha wasn't there, but she was still the darkest one in the room. In the room. Producers. Mm-hmm. Lighting holder, boom holder, everybody, okay? She was the darkest one in there. Why? Oh, it makes me so mad.
Very irritating.
My God. And I'm always happy to see Rachel on my TV, but God damn, that was annoying.
Yeah. Oh. Very high key annoying, that whole moment. Yeah. But yeah, I ain't have a lot of nose with all, because I'm tired. I told you I wrote down 7 words. Tired of these girls and this season. I'm tired that they end. And I hate to be the negative. I don't like to be negative. Like, yeah, we still have a fun time watching the show. But this woman till all was tired, because these girls tired me out when they were on the damn season any damn way. And so, I mean, we're obviously going to do the recap, but it wasn't anything, like, juicy happening. I want to hear them put Victoria F.'s ass on blast. What was this White Lives Matters bullshit that you was modeling for? Or even another confrontation, as you said, like, Aleya, we didn't really talk about her too much. And then Victoria P.'s lying ass. I wanted to see her in the spotlight. Or her, what do they call it? The hot seat.
Yes, in the hot seat. For sure.
For sure. She seemed like she was involved in all kinds of messy shit in the house. But is still getting this, like, what did I say she looked like? Cinderella, Sleeping Beauty.
Yes.
Kind of edit.
Yeah,
when she was low-key, like, the villain of the house. Apparently she started the pill pop and shit. Like, what the fuck? Yeah. Why aren't we talking about this stuff? Like,
right.
I can't. And then ending on that note with Rachel and this annoying ass PSA, have Rachel up there literally out of her own mouth having to say this disgusting, hateful shit that people are writing online. As you said, get somebody up there that this fan base and these online bachelor-ass haters, most of whom are racist and homophobic and fucking bigots.
Xenophobic.
Get somebody. Why put Rachel in that spotlight? Why? They're sending mad shit to her.
Right. Those are the people that, like, I don't understand.
Bring Ashley I out for that segment. Why we gotta put Rachel? You had Ashley I out having doing the old fun... The whole fun champagne gate shit, but then when it comes to some dark, serious shit, oh, let's put the person of color out there to come teach these people a lesson. Come on. The whole thing, just see right through it.
Yeah. Have Ben Higgins up there. Isn't he a Christian? Shouldn't he be talking about all this? You know what? Don't get me on. Ooh, don't get me back on the box.
So yeah, those are just a little bit of our thoughts.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.